cabin for hospital staff.
A self-sacrificing and reliable staff was needed for the construction of new facilities, transport of injured soldiers and sanitary materials, guard and defense tasks, in the kitchen, tailoring and woodworking workshops, in the laundry, and for other auxiliary tasks. Their numbers grew concurrently with the number of patients. A list dating from the 2nd of May 1945 indicates that the hospital had 46 staff members. A considerable number of healed patients became members of the hospital staff. They were lodged in cabin attics until the workers' cabins were built in September 1944. In these cabins, the lower room was intended for the male staff members, primarily guards, and the attic was used by female nurses.